Good morning and welcome again to Words of Faith. We appreciate so much your tuning in today, and it's great to have you listening. And we certainly hope that you have your Bible ready. We're going to be looking today at Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 22. And let me say that what we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow, Lord willing, is a subject that is very important. I believe that it is very needed, and I'm convinced that this is a subject that as you examine your own life, as you look at your own life today and your own heart, I believe that this is a subject that you can look at and say, I need to do better. I need to improve in that, and I need to hear what the Bible says to me about that subject. The subject that we're talking about today is this: worry. Are you worried about something this morning? Is worry something that you struggle with in your life? Well, we're going to hear the words of Jesus today. We're going to let Jesus talk to us about the subject of worry. What does he say? What does he want us to remember? And what can we learn about this important topic today? We're going to look today then, beginning in Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Now the first word that he begins with is the word therefore. Now I heard a preacher years ago say that when you see the word therefore in the Bible, you need to look before. Look at the verses that come just before the word therefore. And when we do that in Luke chapter 12, what do we find? We find that Jesus has just talked about the rich fool. We find that Jesus has just said to take heed and beware of covetousness, be careful about greed in your life, and he's warned us that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. There's more to life than money, there's more to life than our possessions. And then he talked about this rich fool that hoarded up all this money and all these possessions and thought he had many years to live, and yet that night he died. Now, in light of what he says about these things, and remember also here that there was a man that came to Jesus because he had an argument with his brother, a dispute with his own brother about an inheritance. Jesus is talking here about the right attitude toward money, and now he says, don't worry about the things of this life. So he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Now the words take no thought may not be as familiar to us, they may not mean as much to us now, today, as they did in 1611 when the King James Version was translated. In Old English in the 1600s, when somebody talked about taking thought for something, they were talking about taking excessive or undue thought. They were talking about thinking too much about something, thinking about it all the time and being obsessed with it and being burdened down with it. So today, many translations use the word anxious or the word worry. So Jesus is saying here, do not be anxious for your life. Do not worry about your life. And Jesus mentions two things here. He talks about what you'll eat and the clothes that you wear. He says, don't worry about these things. Now, people back in Jesus' day were sometimes very concerned about these basic necessities of life. And these are necessities. We're talking about food and clothing. Now, the ironic thing to me is that today, many people, perhaps most people, have plenty of these. And then still, they worry about getting more of these things. I'm simply saying this, folks. Back in Jesus' day, they worried about things that they needed, but they didn't have them. Today, people tend to worry about things that they have, but they don't really need. But at any rate, what we find here is teaching that all of us need. Jesus says, don't worry about these things. In verse 23, he said, the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. That is, your clothing. And immediately, beginning in verse 24, he goes straight to nature itself. And it's very interesting what he says here in verse 24. He talks about the birds of the air and how that God takes care of those birds. Listen to verse 24. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them, how much more are you better than the fowls? Now think about that just a minute, and especially look at the word barn. You see, the rich man in the story just before this had barns where he put his crops. And then, because he had such an outstanding produce that year, he decided to tear down those barns and build bigger barns, and he stored all of his crops. And he said he had enough to live on for years to come. That was his mistake. He didn't have years to come. He didn't even have another day. Now, Jesus is saying here, contrast that with these birds. They don't sow, they don't reap. They don't plant, they don't harvest, they don't store food, and yet God feeds them. God does this for them. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have to work. It doesn't mean that we don't have to plant and to store and to harvest. What it does mean is that the birds work, but they don't worry. That's what we need to learn from this. Yes, we need to be active. We need to do all we can. We need to work hard every day. You know, the Bible says if a man won't work, he doesn't deserve to eat. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. But this passage tells us that we need to look at the birds sometimes, and instead of worrying about the things of this life, we need to see how that God takes care of those birds, and we need to ask the question sometimes that Jesus asked us here. He said, how much more are you better than the fowls? You're worth more. You are far more value than the birds that fly. So if God takes care of the birds, he's going to take care of you. So when you're tempted to worry, or you catch yourself worrying about something, you need to ask the question, am I worth more in God's sight than a bird? If God takes care of the birds, won't he take care of me? And the answer is yes. Now, folks, if we didn't do anything else this morning, then spend our time thinking about what we've just talked about, looking into nature and learning how that God takes care of his nature and we're his creation. We're the crown of his creation. And so what reason, what ground do we have for worrying? If we didn't do anything else this morning, if we didn't accomplish anything else, our time will have been well spent this morning. But there's more. Jesus goes on in verse 25, and he says, and which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? Now, somebody might look at that and say, well, that would be ridiculous. Who would think that he could do this just by being anxious about it? Well, I believe that's the point. It really is silly. And yet we tend to do it anyway. We know that we're not going to accomplish anything by worrying. We know that worry itself is not going to do anything. It's not going to make things any better. It's not going to put food on the table. It's not going to put clothes on our back. It's not going to pay any bills. It's not going to make our health any better. It's not going to solve family problems. It's not going to make peace in the world. Worry is not going to accomplish anything, and yet we tend to do it anyway. We tend to go right back to it. It's strange the way that we imagine things in our mind and how little of it corresponds to the real world. Many people have said that a large majority of the things that we worry about never even happen anyway. So we tend to worry about things, and we tend to conjure up things in our mind about what might happen, and many times those things never occur like we've worried about them. So what Jesus says here in Luke chapter 6, verse 25, after he says, and which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? In other words, how many of you can make yourselves taller by worrying? You can't accomplish anything. That's just ridiculous. Well, here's what he says. In verse 26, if you then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? If you cannot even add one cubit to your stature, if you cannot even improve yourself in that way, then how do you think that worrying is going to solve these other problems that you're dealing with, especially if you're worried about other people? And I'll tell you, many of the things that we worry about have to do with other people, and especially people that are our loved ones, our family, and our friends, and people that are close to us. Now, there is something that you can do. There is something that you should do instead of worrying. And the Bible tells us about this in Philippians 4, verse 6. There the Bible says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So Paul says, instead of worrying about it, pray about it. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. How simple that is, but how many of us do that? How many of us go ahead and get caught up in a whirlwind of worry instead of laying the burdens down at God's feet? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, to cast all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Again, God says, look at the birds. Go watch the birds. They don't worry. They go ahead and they do their daily activities and God takes care of them. And how much better are you in God's sight than those birds? And what can you accomplish with worry anyway? That's what He tells us in verses 25 and 26. Now, folks, what we're going to do tomorrow, Lord willing, is to look at this passage more, and we're going to look at other things that Jesus tells us about worry. We're going to see that He even looks at the flowers of the field, and He says you can learn from just looking at the flowers of the field not to worry. You notice in the Bible that oftentimes God teaches very powerful lessons by pointing us to nature and telling us to observe His creation. We're going to learn more about not worrying tomorrow when we look at what Jesus says in Luke chapter 12. And let me encourage you between now and tomorrow to be reading this passage. Think about it. Think about your own life. And when we come back tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to discuss this even more. We're going to try to apply it to our lives. We're going to try to explain more about it. And we hope that you can tune in at that time as we continue to talk about the age-old and very common problem among human beings, and that is worrying. Would you like to do better? Would you like to have a better life in that regard? Would you like to do better in your struggle with worry? I hope that you can join us at that time, and we'll delve into the Word of God for more answers. I'd like to close today with a couple of things that have meant a lot to me over the years and that I've filed away. One of them goes like this. Worry is like an old man with bended head, carrying a load of feathers which he thinks are lead. Another one goes like this. It's not the work, but the worry. It's not the work but the worry that makes the world grow old, that shortens the years of many before half their life is told. It's not the work but the worry that places on life a ban. The cares and fears that crowd the years, these break the heart of man. If you'd like a copy of either one of those or both of those, you let me know and I'll get a copy to you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been great to have you, and we hope that you have a wonderful rest of the day.